You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Josh Rawlerson in for Paul Guggenheimer. Over the last 10 years, the Pennsylvania Resources Council has safely disposed of more than 3.5 million pounds of hazardous household waste, everything from automotive fluids to pesticides to paint. This fall's household chemical collection is set for tomorrow in South Park. And joining us with more on the program and its accomplishments over the last decade is Environmental Program Coordinator Michael Stepanek. Michael, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Josh, thanks for having me on the show.
And we'd love to hear from you as well at 412-246-2002 with your questions about how best to dispose of any unwanted household chemicals you might have around the house. You can also get in touch via email, esspgh@wesa.fm. Our Twitter handle is @ESSPH, and you can follow the hashtag EPLive. Michael, so first of all, congratulations on 10 years in helping people get rid of chemical and pharmaceutical waste.
Thanks a lot. I don't have any idea how the time just seemed to slip by.
Well, take us back to the beginning of the program and talk about how it's grown over that
sure.
time.
Sure. Be happy to. Well, you know, back in the early 2000s, there was no program for disposing of chemical waste or pharmaceutical waste. And there was a very strong group of stakeholders who thought that it would be a terrific idea to try to get something going. So there was a large group, and we started meeting, trying to figure out what we would look like, how we would operate, and how we would pay for things. And 10 years later, after a lot of blood, sweat, tears, equity, whatever you want to call it, determination. Pardon me?
And paint.
And paint. We're doing our 70th household chemical collection tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the South Park Wave Pool parking lot. And over the years, we've learned quite a bit. And starting with our first collection back in 2003, it was actually at Heinz Field. And it had been the first organized collection that Allegheny County had seen, in about 20 years. And I swear, there's almost no joke, but I think bumpers were dragging on the ground when people came in. And but I'll tell you, Josh, over the years, the numbers have been very consistent. There's a definite need for this. And I think that even though, 3.5 million pounds of material sounds like an awful lot of paint and other things as well, it is. But, however, there are still hundreds of millions of pounds still out there. I do believe, though, that we have raised significantly the consciousness of the citizens of Western PA. And not only about how to dispose of things, that's what our mission is, but equally as important, this was from day one, that the educational component was strong as well. And here's where I'm going with that. We're going to give you a safe, economical, and responsible method of disposing of things, but don't do it again.
Okay. Well, how can we measure the impact that you've had on the environment in terms of chemicals that have not ended up being disposed of in irresponsible ways? Do you have any numbers on that?
Well, we did a I did a study several years ago, and I don't have the figures off the top of my head, but it was done for the Heinz Endowments and trying to extrapolate the population of the greater Pittsburgh metropolitan area and the average pounds of material that people brought into our collections and the percentages of the population that participated in our collections, and then just extrapolating out, taking into account the entire population of the area. And like I said, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but it was significant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what kinds of materials are we talking about? What do people bring in most often?
Well, it's pretty much anything that people would find in their bathroom, kitchen, basement, garage, garden shed, workshop, paint products, automotive fluids, lawn and garden chemicals, cleaner solvents, aerosol cans. However, those are the common things. But over the years, we have really seen, I think, a number of products where the questions run through my mind, where did you get that and how and why?
I wanted to ask you, what's the most unusual
thing?
The most unusual thing.
Well, it may be surprising to you, but we get a lot of liquid mercury.
Really?
Jars full of liquid mercury. I'll get a call at our Household Hazardous Waste Hotline, which I'll have to give you the number here. It's 412-488-7452. It's a dedicated hotline. You'll speak with me or one of my dedicated coworkers. And but I'll get a call. We found a mayonnaise jar full of liquid mercury in my grandfather's sock drawer. And it was like, why? You know? So that we get a lot of that. But we also, over the years, have gotten 20-pound bags of DDT.
Oh, my.
Strychnine, wow. Cyanide, white and yellow phosphorus, and several handguns thrown in for good measure that people have hidden in the bottom of boxes. And you never know what you're going to see when you open that person's trunk.
I guess. What kind of safety precautions do you have to take for this kind of work?
Well, we actually work it's a very highly, tightly regulated event that we run. And I'm proud to say that in 69 events, our safety record is stellar. And we're both regulated by the state, the Department of Environmental Protection, and the EPA. And we work with a licensed hazardous waste contractor who's Cincinnati-based. We've been working with them now for about 6 years. They do a great job. And they're actually in town now setting up out at South Park at the wave pool. And so basically what happens is that they handle all the materials. And they pack materials up according to all state, federal, and local regulations, Department of Transportation, according to type. And then all materials are off-site the day of the collection event. They're taken back to Cincinnati, the plant, offloaded. And then depending upon what they are, they're all handled a bit differently in their final disposition, meaning that things that can be reblended or recycled, such as motor oil, antifreeze, batteries, liquid mercury, are. Some things are landfilled, but in a hazardous waste landfill. Other things are burned in a hazardous waste incinerator. Or other things are burned, but then the energy produced is transmitted to energy, electricity. Granted, it's not perfect, however. Remember what I said about the education?
Right.
Don't do it. And but, you know, I also get calls on the hotline, and people ask me whether it's okay if they pour things down the drain, pour it down a storm sewer, bury it in the backyard, burn it, and what am I supposed to say?
Let me take a stab at this one. I'm guessing the answer is no in most cases.
Well, the answer is no. And but obviously I cannot, you know, tell them what to do.
Right.
And people get really creative, how they hide things in the trash. You know, that goes on, I guarantee you. And we've all seen it. You know, the trash truck, you know, comes by your house on trash day. And then the trash truck starts to pull slowly down the street. And for some mysterious reason, there's a white stripe that starts to appear from the bottom of the trash truck paint. You know, people hide things. And I don't know. I mean, people do things that they – I don't know what motivates some people. Some people come out no matter what the weather, no matter what the distance, to safely dispose of materials. But I'll tell you, Josh, you know, I swear there are some people you could go to their home. You could pick it up, and you could pay them for it, and they would still be upset with something. But most people, that's it. Most people who attend our collections are very grateful, very thankful.
Right.
They'll wait 20 minutes. You know, we're very speedy on how we do things, you know. But sometimes, you know, we're only human, and we move as fast as we can. But sometimes there's a little bit more of a wait from one event to another. But at the end, people thank us for doing what we do.
You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh, and I'm Josh Rollerson. We're talking with Environmental Program Coordinator Michael Stepanek from the Pennsylvania Resources Council. It is the annual hazardous household waste collection this weekend. We'd like to take your calls at 412-246-2002, your emails at essspgh@wesa.fm. If you have any questions about how to participate, about what happens to these materials once they've been collected, anything at all for Michael Stepanek, please do give us a shout. So, Michael, I mean, what do people need to know if they're planning to pay you a visit tomorrow?
Well, no special preparation is needed. The materials, I just tell folks to pack up what they are intending on bringing us. And we already went over what we collect. Make sure nothing's leaking. lids are on tight, put them in boxes, put them in the trunk of your car, come out to the South Park Wave Pool tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. There is a nominal fee, and that information, it's a very nominal fee, that information is located on our website, zerowastepgh.org, zerowastepgh.org. Just click on Household Chemical Collections, go to the events page, or folks can give me a call at the HHW hotline, 412-488-7452, and I'd be happy to share the fee information. But it's a drive-through event. You'll stay in your car, and it's a good thing because tomorrow they're calling for heavy rain. We'll be there, rain or shine, with hopefully a smile on our face. And drive through, we'll unload your vehicle, and you'll be on your way to enjoy the rest of your day.
Michael, it so happens that you're with us on the day that a new line of iPhones is launching. And so there are probably a lot of older, unwanted smartphones that are headed for the unwanted pile, hopefully not for the curb. What are some considerations to keep in mind for getting rid of unwanted electronic items? Is that something you handle?
Well, not personally, a coworker of mine. We do actually do the Pennsylvania Resources Council. The chemical project is a project of ours, as well as the hard-to-recycle collections that we do. And we have a collection coming up at the Mall at Robinson on October 5th from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And that's a big emphasis of that is electronics. And there's information on the website as well about that program. Once again, it's zerowastepgh.org. Zerowastepgh.org. And just click on Hard to Recycle Collections. And we have a lot of resources available to your listening audience, Josh.
Okay. It's zerowastepgh.org.
Correct.
We'll, of course, make sure that all this information is available on our website as well in the write-up of today's program. And you can find us at WESA.FM. One more time, what is the hotline number?
412-488-7452.
Okay. Michael Stepanek with the Pennsylvania Resources Council. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Josh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you've been listening to Essential Pittsburgh. By the way, enrollment for the Affordable Health Care Act begins very soon. The overhaul of the health care law is confusing for a number of people. It raises a lot of questions, certainly. Well, on Thursday, September 26th, Essential Pittsburgh will be hosting a public forum on the Affordable Care Act. The event will be taking place here at the Community Broadcast Center on the South Side. Doors open at 5:30. The public is invited. The forum will be recorded for broadcast, and you can hear it on October 1st on 90.5 WESA's daily magazine, Essential Pittsburgh. Again, we'll be airing that public forum on the day that the healthcare exchanges go live nationwide, October 1st. So as we prepare for that event, please do send us your questions about what you'd like to know about the Affordable Care Act, how it'll affect you, your workplace. You can send those questions to esspgh@wesa.fm. Again, you can always get in touch with us via Twitter. Our handle is @esspgh. Monday on Essential Pittsburgh Morning Edition, Paul Guggenheimer returns to the host's chair. I'll be back on Morning Edition. Thanks so much for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA today. Again, you can catch the entire show, as always, online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Josh Rawlerson, in for Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.